Police want to send AI into the street, by Shabani Matani and Zusha Ellison in the Wall Street Journal. Chicago. Several technology companies are working with police departments across the U.S. to develop the capability to add artificial intelligence to video surveillance and body cameras that could identify faces in real time, potentially expanding the reach of police surveillance. The body camera technology, expected to be ready by the fall, hasn't yet been purchased by police departments and is still in the development stage. Police departments, including the New York Police Department, already use facial recognition to review surveillance footage after a crime has occurred. The new software uses an algorithm to tell an officer on the spot through a body camera or video surveillance camera that it has found a suspect. The officer could then make a decision of whether to stop the suspect or take some other action. The technology underscores law enforcement's growing dependence on software and high-tech tools, including gunshot detection technology and predictive analytics. The tools have been hailed by law enforcement, but often raise concerns about privacy. Chicago-based Motorola Solutions Incorporated, a maker of police communications and body camera technology, has joined with artificial intelligence company Neurala Incorporated to produce a body-worn camera ready for deployment this fall that executives say will learn to identify a suspect or a missing child and spot them in a crowd. The technology could get smarter by taking in more data over time. This frees up some of your cognitive space so you aren't trying to do 1,000 things at one time, said a sergeant at a Midwest police force who is working with Motorola to provide feedback on the technology. His department was interested in acquiring it when it rolls out, he said. Moving the technology into real time creates the possibility of police mistakes based on technology that may not always be accurate, especially for darker faces, which are harder for the technology to match accurately than those of lighter skinned faces, and raise alarms over the loss of privacy, rights groups say. All of a sudden, we have lost our ability to be relatively anonymous in society, to be able to walk around without fear that the government is tracking our every move, says Jennifer Lynch, an attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a nonprofit privacy organization based in San Francisco. Companies say they have taken steps to avoid bias by feeding millions of publicly available photos into the algorithm and testing it to identify false positives and matches. Several smaller companies are working to integrate artificial intelligence into existing video surveillance systems, able to identify subjects or people of interest by matching faces with a database of millions of photographs. Taiwoo Kim, chief scientist at OneSmart Labs, a New York-based startup that is working on such software, said the technology is creepy and a bit big brothery, but said it is purely intended to fight crime, terrorism, and track wanted subjects. Dozens of law enforcement agencies use facial recognition to run photos of suspects through databases of mugshots or driver's license photos. Researchers at the Georgetown Law School, that one in every two Americans adults, 117 million people, are in facial recognition networks used by law enforcement in the country. In New York City, a detective investigating a crime pulls an image from one of the thousands of surveillance cameras in the city and forwards it to the investigators in the facial identification section, who cross-reference it with a database of mugshots to see if there is a match. This process, however, happens only after a crime is committed. It also includes a peer review session in which a group of officers must review the match to confirm the result. Those safeguards could be removed with the new real-time technology.